Hello and welcome to a new episode of Here is an Idea. I'm Chitra Sethi, Editorial Director at SAE Media Group. As labor issues increase globally, automating internal logistics in manufacturing and warehouse environments with autonomous robots is gaining momentum as a cost-effective solution. Efficient inventory management is crucial for manufacturing companies to maintain smooth operations, and unforeseen inventory shortages can lead to costly disruptions for downstream processes. Pittsburgh-based Gather AI has developed a drone-powered inventory monitoring solution that helps manufacturing facilities eliminate inventory-related downtime. By employing autonomous drones to scan pallet locations and identify inventory exceptions, the technology enables inventory control teams to find and fix inventory errors. Joining us today is Sankalp Arora, CEO and co-founder of Gather AI. With 14 years' experience, Sankalp developed safety and sensor planning for the world's first safe autonomous helicopter, a project that won the Howard Hughes Award, AUVSI Excellence Award, and was nominated for the Collier Trophy. Sankalp has a PhD in robotics from Carnegie Mellon. Hi, Sankalp. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Chitra.
Sankalp, how do most manufacturers combat low inventory accuracy today? And why is that a challenge for manufacturing facilities?
So I think you covered a bit of it. Today, it's mostly manual methods where people go around and scan what's on the shelf, what's sitting on the floor. And the only way to counter low accuracy inventory is you just increase the rate at which you're scanning and you have visibility in your inventory. That just means you just need more people to increase the frequency of those checks. And that's not possible always given labor shortages. And let's be honest, not many people want to work in warehouses, specifically in this vertical. And that results into lower inventory accuracies with manufacturing that leads to costly line downs or write-offs because of defective parts, because a line ran out of a part but still went about manufacturing on how it should. So it seems like it's a catch-22 for current manufacturers where you can't hire people fast enough in an industry that has 70% attrition rate. At the same time, you can't really afford line downs with supply chain as it has been.
Right. And you're right. I mean, there's a lot of reluctance in, people taking on dull, dirty, dangerous jobs. And that's where I think robots are kind of being utilized. So how did the idea of using drones to find and fix inventory errors in warehouses originate? And how did Gather AI go from an idea to a startup?
It's a bit of a journey. I'll try and keep it short. But we were all our co-founders, Daniel, Gitesh, and myself, were doing our PhDs in robotics at Carnegie Mellon. And for me, it was a pivotal moment for a boy growing up in Delhi to be in FBI training grounds in Quantico, to see a fully autonomous helicopter come in and land. And there are 5-star army generals behind me. The helicopter avoids a wire, avoids a hay bale we had kept in a place, and lands itself in a plume of snow. And it was just a childhood dream come true for me, for a kid who had dreamt of making and working on robots, to be working on a world's first, to be winning national awards in that field. But that helicopter had just covered 10 kilometers in under 3 minutes and built a beautiful 3D environment, a map of the environment. And it just struck with me that flying machines are exceptional data gathering machines just because they have the ability to reach vantage points, which no other vehicle can. And that led to my PhD thesis on how to make drones curious. They were curious about landing zones. They were curious about wires. They were curious about moving assets in a battlefield, because all of my thesis was funded by Department of Defense. And now our drones are gathering data. They're doing the same thing, but in warehouses, and they're curious about boxes and barcodes. And the transition from one to the other came about. We were looking for applications where we can drive immediate impact in an environment which is structured enough for autonomy to do well. That is how we ended up with drones taking inventory in warehouses.
Mm-hmm. So talking about, you know, kind of like your idea and this technology, can you explain a little bit how does it work, and maybe with an example so that our audience understands it better?
Yeah, I'll try to paint a picture, and please ask me questions to help fill in the gaps, because sometimes I take a lot of things for granted.
Sure. So,
these are commercial off-the-shelf drones that you can buy from any store, but we make them autonomous through our software. What happens is a person takes the drone from its cart, places it on the ground, and says, presses on the interface that, oh, I want to scan all these locations. The person presses takeoff. The drone in a warehouse without any GPS, you just using cameras, flies itself and takes pictures of the inventory. Those pictures are then fed into our machine learning pipeline, which then converts these pictures into inventory data. Things like barcode reads, reading labels, counting the number of cases. And then that inventory data is then available on our web dashboard so that you can walk through your warehouse without ever being in the warehouse and make sure that you're getting real-time or near real-time visibility of what's actually on the floor. And all of this data is compared to the warehouse management system. Whatever mismatches are there, or your ERP, those mismatches are then flagged for the users to process. So we are converting a lot of people who used to walk the inventory aisle to actually, they can do that from their desks now. So inventory teams are spending most of the time on their computers fixing inventory instead of walking the aisles and just trying to eyeball what's sitting 40 feet high in the air.
What's the role of AI in this solution?
I love that question, because artificial intelligence, first of all, media hypes it up so much and it's been so overused. Like, what is really AI? So if you think about the product, there are multiple things happening. One is, once you select the locations to scan, the drone is flying itself using just its own cameras to figure out where it is in the warehouse, where does it need to go, how does it need to go there. That is all our autonomy engine, which is a part of our AI. The second aspect of AI is, once we take those images, then converting those images into inventory data, reading barcodes, reading labels, counting cases, detecting empty or not empty, and doing all of that at a rate of, like, our drones can scan a rate of 900 locations per hour. So those two aspects of the product, drones flying themselves, taking pictures, and pictures converting to inventory data using machine learning, are all within the umbrella term of AI.
I see. And, you know, you mentioned the warehouse managers kind of like controlling where these drones are going. What sort of training would they need to use this technology?
This has been one of our major challenges to solve, because the technology can be daunting, but we've now developed interfaces where if you know how to use a smartphone, you can be trained within 20 minutes to use our system.
Excellent. So how many warehouses have deployed your drones, and are they seeing significant benefits?
Yeah, we're still fairly young, you know, around 20 warehouses we have deployed thus far. Across US, and the benefits has been something that keeps me going as a founder, CEO, and someone who made the tech. It is taking warehouses from being reactive to proactive, because you know where your stuff is all the time, so you can predict what problems are going to come. It's one of our customers last quarter called me and said, Shankar, over the last year, you've found over $1 million worth of inventory for me. And we are in all of their warehouses in US. So this was from one facility. Another customer just shared that a facility used to have 6 forklifts to take inventory. It has gone down to just one drone to take inventory. And we are now actually operating in 5 third-party logistics pairs. And the differentiator that they are able to do is they can see the data live, but they can also show their customers the live data, and they're selling it as a differentiator to actually increase their revenue. These are just some of the anecdotal benefits from in labor savings, revenue generation, as well as operational optimization.
Awesome. So, you know, and going back a little bit to the design and the actual development of this or this technology, do you face any design challenges while developing it? And what lessons did you learn that you would like to share with the audience?
So this was, especially as technologists, and we got to define what is the state of the art for flying vehicles in the world by the function of the projects we were doing. The challenge was, how do we make a robotic solution that is accessible across? Because, you know, even today, if you have to automate your ground vehicles in a warehouse, there's a 1 year waiting time because someone has to make them. So to make things accessible, we decided we will use off-the-shelf hardware, which you and I will use to take videos of our kids, for example, and make those robots useful in the warehouse setting. But that came with its own challenges. One is that they don't work indoors without GPS. So we had to make them work indoors without GPS. They don't work in complete darkness once you start using cameras, and all warehouses use motion triggered light. Now we had to make sure our drones can work in complete darkness there. And then the other challenge we found, which was that these warehouses don't necessarily have great network connectivity across them. So we had to make the solution to work without any Wi-Fi or network requirements. So all those real world, taking it from the lab, putting it in real world, using hardware that has been tested for millions and millions of flights, I think that was the main challenge. So lighting, Wi-Fi connections and internet, making sure we only have limited data access to just cameras online, and how do we just use cameras to be autonomous? I think that was the joy and the pain of it. And it took us from 2018 to 2021 to actually solve that problem.
Wow, yeah. So do you want to share any lessons that you've learned on this journey?
I think the most important lesson as a tech entrepreneur is it has to be customer focused. The product and the technology cannot develop in an office or in a lab in itself. It has to be developed in warehouses in partnership with your customers. I think that has been my biggest takeaway from it. After spending multiple nights in warehouses continuously to just make it work and to find all these challenges, because you go to one warehouse and it works and you go to the next one, it doesn't, and you learn about the product. That was that 3-year journey. Because I think a lot of technologists make this mistake of sticking with their lab and then announcing the solution to the world, and the solution fails at the first contact point. Rather, the development has to happen in the real world. Like I think Elon says this, that you have to be brave enough to develop out in the public and out in the open. And I think that's especially important for robotic solutions.
Right. One last question, Sankalp. What's the future outlook for automation in warehouses, and what's next for Gather AI?
So future outlook, I think something that is changing in warehousing industry is because these robots like drones are getting more and more commoditized. You'll look at and you'll find a lot more solutions that are using off-the-shelf robots, which means automation will not become a CapEx anymore. It'll just be an OpEx. And the ROI will not span half a decade. The ROI will stay to be, the new ROI for our customers and for warehouse automation will be less than 2 years. I think that switch will happen. I think we are right at the forefront of it at Gather AI, but there'll be many more like us going forward. What's next for Gather AI? Something that I'm really proud of that we have done as a team, of what my team has achieved here, is all the customers that have more than one warehouse has expanded to more than one warehouse with us. Now we are spanning across the network for some of the customers. And as Gather AI, as we scale to more of these networks, we are now looking to provide to the exec level across network insights. So I think that is what is coming next for Gather AI.
Awesome. That answers all my questions. Thank you so much, Sankalp, for being with us on Here is an Idea.
Such a pleasure, Chitra. Thank you so much for having us and for letting me share.
If you like this episode, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks for listening.